I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Although it appears the crisis between South Korea, its missionaries, and Afghanistan's Taliban is over, not everyone agrees. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner is glad the released hostages are safe, but at what cost?
Ultimately, the only real concession that the South Korean government seems to have been willing to make was the religious freedom of its own citizens. That's going too far. Governments don't have that right to ban its citizens from practicing their faith in this fashion.
Penner's urging prayer for Christians to be bold in their faith. Next, Book of Hope International's Nomads just returned from a three-week trip to the Philippines. They gave out 160,000 books of hope in schools near Manila, a portion of their 4.7 million book goal. Matthew Woody says some classes were especially open.
The teachers would allow us to really have liberty, you know, with that, and be able to extend and give a salvation message right there. And so, yeah, we did. We saw many, many just classrooms where the students would all bow their heads and pray at the end of our presentations.
And City Team's disaster response team still needs volunteers to help rebuild lives and homes in the Gulf Coast of the U.S. 2 years ago, they responded to Hurricane Katrina's devastation, providing shelter, food, water, counseling, and a long-term rebuilding plan. Today, there are still families living in emergency trailers in Bay St. Louis. City Team focuses on helping one person at a time with their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. If you can be the hands and feet of Christ, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828. Time's running out, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.